This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Yes. That's fucking crazy.
It's insane.
This is insane.
Insane.
This is crazy.
Let's go home.
What's up, Tillies? Welcome back to the pod.
The pod.
I am joined today by LA's and the world's biggest deal maker.
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Once again.
Boyfriend. Jeremy.
Actually, I feel like the attention was kind of on me this week. I got to be honest.
The what?
The attention was kind of on me this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
honestly,
over-indexing. Yeah.
This is a big week, though. We had our anniversary.
Huge.
And then you had the biggest career move of your entire life happen. No, move. Biggest. It's like career. It's like
it's
money
my largest
moves.
Deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And also in history, the biggest naming rights deal in the world. Tell the Tillies, what did you do, Shboob? What did you do?
You do it. I don't want to do it.
What did you do?
You do it. I want to do it.
Okay. Good Sir Shboob here.
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend Jeremy. So the Sporting Center that we know in LA as the Staples Center, built in 1999, by Mr.
You're digressing. We crypto.com and the team that I specifically work on, we're renaming the Staples Center.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. That's fucking crazy.
It's insane.
This is insane.
Insane.
This is crazy.
The crazy part is that I've just known for as long as I have.
Yeah, and I feel
and
the same way.
You got to do this.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like, you know, that's something that like you do professionally and then it doesn't like, you don't think about it personally. It's not like that just like you just leave that at work. Like you're constantly thinking about the next move, what you're going to do and all this cool stuff or like staying up at night going, wait, what is this going to do? What is this going to mean? Oh my gosh. How's this going to impact my life? This is going to change it's everything.
I mean, yeah, this is huge. This is crazy. I feel like it's weird too. Cause like we've been talking about this for so long and I
forever.
Got a ton of messages the other day after we did, after we guested on Full Coverage with Manny and Laura. They were like, this is the near $1 billion deal that Jeremy was talking about.
That one.
And I was like, ding, ding, ding on the nose.
It has been very, I mean, I feel like, working in sales and business and tech and everything, I'm used to like things being in the news that I was a part of, but people are talking about what the thing that's newsworthy.
Right.
But this right now, because it hasn't happened yet, the deal is what's newsworthy. Like what's great, like this thing happening. And I'm not used to like people speculating about like around the world about like a deal. Like that's weird.
I mean, it's like, it's worldwide headlines everywhere, which is so crazy.
Everywhere in the entire world, except mother's house.
Has she still not said anything about it?
I'm not kidding. I hit her yesterday at like 6 our time, 8 their time. And I was just like,
notice anything different?
See anything today?
Yeah.
She goes, no, what's up? I was like, which is only funnier than what I think it is right now because she constantly is telling me, your alderman in Los Angeles there, I hear them, they're up for re-election. I mean, like, she will give me the local
she
rundown.
She always knows, yeah. When Newsom was, like, kind of MIA, she was like,
did you guys find your governor yet?
And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, what? Like,
but this one?
Missed
just
it.
Just didn't see it.
Missed it.
No, she's on business.
You know what?
Else.
It was probably, I mean, it's not, I mean, it's so much bigger than just the sports category of news.
Yeah.
So it's, like, headlines.
It's not just sports, it's everything. It's, so she, like,
did
culture.
You, did you tell her?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when she goes, oh, it went live? Can I share this with my friend, Bonnie?
And you're like, I go, is it on every headline of every news outlet ever?
I was like, well, like she didn't, but her son and everybody around her already kind of congratulated me on it today. But yeah, if you want to send her the article that's public,
you want to share it to your Facebook friends.
It's not the New York Times is public, so you can just go ahead and you can share it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nuts. It's insane.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's like crazy. Well, you should be so proud of yourself. This is insane.
I think the moment hit me when I did like a walkthrough of things with like their team and everything not too long ago. Cause I was like, I remember I got there and I was like, whoa. Cause I feel like a lot of the stuff is just done virtually anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I know
where you physically went.
I'm aware of what we're doing. I've been there 1,000 times. Right. I know, I think it goes into it, but like most of the conversations are done without ever like, it's like you like walk around and go, so this signage, that signage right there, that's what we're getting. It's like, that's not, it's so much bigger, but also so much more like, oh my God, this is huge.
So what'll be different? Cause I know that obviously like there are some people in LA who like grew up with it being the Staples Center that are up in arms about it. And I get it. Like you have an emotional attachment to a name of a place, but I think people have trouble like differentiating like the advertising space of a physical location and an actual physical location. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't change the history of anything that happened there in that physical location. It doesn't change the teams that won there. It doesn't change. Actually, Vanessa Bryant tweeted something out that was so incredible because I was really nervous for people like her to have a reaction to it. And she was like, it'll just always be the house that Kobe built. And I was like, this is such a beautiful way to put it.
And by the way, agreed.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Because it's literally just the ad space. And I don't think people realize like how, because I don't think I did, like how a naming rights deal works.
Yeah. By the way, after watching a day's worth of like conversations externally, like, they still don't. No one understands how these things work.
Okay, so how does it work? Tell the Tillies. And they can spread the good word.
I'll speak generally, not about this deal. Okay. But generally speaking, when you're talking about naming rights, it's like the idea is like, of course, of a name. But it's you don't think about just like the signage. You're thinking about like who goes there, who's interested in this venue, who would like have a familiarity with like the teams or the events or everything that goes through it, right? It's like you are a part of the city, the culture, the fans, everything globally. And so like Staples Center, outside of maybe Madison Square Garden, like that's it. Like that's as far as I'm concerned, that's the highest in the world. Because you get every type of event in the world. It's so diverse. And the legends who have come before it are the reason that it's one of, if not the most expensive naming rights deals in history.
Right.
I think that's the thing that I don't think people, and it's tough because businesses aren't like influencers who can just hop on and be like, hey, real quick, let me just get my thoughts.
Right.
You know, you can't talk.
You can't make a statement
and
about
it's a press
like,
release and yeah, you just sit there.
So you don't get to make a statement on like how people should emotionally handle the transition.
Right. No, but also like, I wish that I could formulate a message that said alongside like the things that get covered on ESPN, it's like, I'm so excited for all the things that are beyond just the commercial terms things. Mm-hmm. And like, I almost wish that there was a world where you can say, like, people are, I'm never going to change the name of it. I'm always going to be this. It's always, you're like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we've already lost in your book, but maybe just give us a couple years to see what else we do with it.
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't even think it's like, we're not renaming Staples Center. Staples Center is like, okay, that's a period. That's always going to be there.
For sure.
To me, this is a new partnership that's just different.
Right. 100%. I know. And I feel like it's so hard to obviously you can't argue or negotiate with someone. And I tweeted a lot of,
I was going to say, I know. Really? Because you were pretty fiery on Twitter.
I was just so proud of you. And I was just like, so mad that people were like trying to come for you. And I was like, nobody blew my baby. And I was mad because I just feel like, I guess it's common sense to me that the history doesn't change. And like, these are all the things that happened while it was the Staples Center. And then, you know, there are going to be more crazy history making things that happen while it's a crypto.com center. And I think people don't realize that like
arena, but that's okay.
Crypto arena,
crypto.com arena.
Oh, arena. For some reason, arena to me, probably just because of how I grew up, is only tied to hockey.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. I think of like an arena, literally in my brain, it goes immediately to hockey. I wouldn't be like, you wouldn't play basketball
in
an arena.
The Maple Leafs, Scotia Bank
Center. See, it's changed so many times that like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But what I feel like people also don't understand is that like, at some point the deal would have flipped to someone else. You know what I mean? Like it wouldn't be Staples Center forever.
I mean, this is all public info. 2019 was the year that AEG, the company that owns the building and everything, bought the naming rights back. They've just let Staples keep it for 2 years.
Oh,
yeah.
So Staples just been there rent free.
I mean, they paid plenty of money.
But they've paid so much money,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, yeah,
right, right, right.
But like they did this thing in 2009 that was like a perpetual license, like lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't, no one's doing that anymore.
Right.
Because sports are just so important.
Yeah. Because
it's what, outside of like a 9 to 5 and this and that, not to mention now virtual, what else do we all do together? You know what I mean? Like it's, mm-hmm. there's very few things that get so many people religiously showing up to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And concerts too. Like I feel like, you know, when your favorite artist goes to a concert. But yeah, I'm not going to negotiate with the people. I get it. There's emotional attachments.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it's exciting. I mean, it's so exciting.
I felt the same way when Sears Tower became Willis Tower.
Oh, that's the example that I've been hearing floating around a lot.
I mean, it's very, like, when's the last time a monument, like, I guess I don't know what other structures change names like that, that everyone in the world, regardless if they're an X-Men, like they know it.
Right.
It's Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
Empire State Building.
Yep.
And then like all of the like minor markets, like the venue in their city, but like that's not global.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day too, like I think about the CN Tower in Toronto, like the main big ass structure, you know, it's like the monumental thing of Toronto skyline.
Right.
Like if that changed names and I was so against it that I didn't want to call it something else, you just go about calling it the CN Tower still.
I mean, that's totally fine.
That's totally okay.
I also thought it was really funny hearing all of like the broadcasters or people with like shows and like a platform in this. One, dissect why this naming rights deal or any other naming rights deal is good or bad. I'm like, and so how many of those deals have you done? One.
Right.
And then two, on the other side of that, I think it's funny to have them basically make a longer segment in their show to talk about how no one's going to think about this as crypto.com center, crypto.com arena, crypto.com anything, and just say our name over and over and over and over again.
But
no one's ever going to remember this. And I was like, you know, you're spending more time talking about what it is,
right?
Than you would have if you're just like, oh, and change his name. Moving on.
This is what I was saying. Just like all publicity is good publicity.
Not about all publicity, but like I will say, it's been a fascinating week.
Yeah,
and it's been, I don't know what I thought it was. This is better.
This is better.
Way.
I was going to ask, how did this line up to your expectations?
I mean, well, one, it like dropped 6 hours early.
Right. So, do we think that someone on the inside leaked it, or it's hard to say? I guess
if someone on the inside leaked it,
yeah,
I don't know. Like,
right?
I don't honestly think so.
Though, like no matter where it came from, I feel like the excitement behind a kind of early leak before the embargoes of like the
I'll go as far as say I don't know. No, our team didn't leak it. I know that because like there were a handful of people that know of 3,000 people that work at my company,
mm-hmm.
half dozen. Like nobody knows about this stuff.
Right.
We don't. It's very tight. So whatever.
Wow, that's so crazy. I wonder who leaked it. But the excitement behind it when it leaked, like it was in full force momentum within like 5 minutes. It was crazy.
We were at Leroy's show.
We were at a friend's show at like a small little music venue and it started happening as soon as we were pulling up and we're like, oh.
Well, I got one text.
My God.
I got one text from buddy Eddie Flores and he goes, and it hasn't stopped.
How does it feel to be popular? Have you gotten any new job offers when people are like, wow, you closed this deal. Come work for me. I'll like 6X your salary.
Not today, no.
But I feel like is your LinkedIn.
My
just
LinkedIn
like,
is filled with every recruiter, every executive recruiter, but half of them just like, they probably want to work for us.
Right.
I mean, you'd have to have I don't know what you'd have to think that you have to bring to the table that I would leave what I'm doing now.
Right.
For anything.
I was thinking that, like, you would have to have the biggest set of balls on you to be like, oh, I'm going to take this guy from what he's doing now with these level of deals and entice him to come somewhere else.
I'm like, once again, the thing is the deals that are bigger than this and the relationship, the partnership that are bigger than this, F1, UFC, these massive things, it's all traditional finance, banking,
also,
boring stuff.
You already have done half of them.
Yeah. It's just like, gross. Who wants to do that?
Well, crypto.com is already the sponsor of UFC for how many years?
10.
10.
Do you remember, it's not just spot. It's like a full on integrated partnership.
Right.
Like full.
Right. So like when you're listing off some of these other things, like crypto.com's already doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I don't know what I'll do next.
Did we hit the ceiling? Do we just retire now?
I mean, the idea is to retire after this one, but we'll see.
Really? You can be a stay at home dad?
If I.
To Bubbies?
By retire, I mean, start a fund and
got
go.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You know me.
Okay.
I can't sit around for that long.
I have seen you sit around for many, many hours on weekends.
This is true. It's been so long since a sit-around. I haven't had a sit-around Saturday since I've been at this job.
Yeah. Well, we're going to a Friendsgiving this Saturday, so you could do sit-around Saturday until 7 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
That's many hours of sitting.
It's not going to happen. I have so much to do this weekend.
Okay.
And as I mentioned, my phone, I mean, I have multiple numbers. I probably need two more numbers so that I can just kill them when people just like, because people just sell your number when you get into these like, let me just hit you with like more deals.
Yeah,
like, dude,
yeah.
You got to stop.
Right.
Yeah.
But at least now you get to do like the best of the best deals that you want to do and like have the best of the best conversations you want to have.
I mean, what's funny is that got done and you know what we immediately did? Went back to work on the next thing.
Right. Phone rings right now. Speak of the devil.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. Oh my God. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Congratulations for us.
Yeah, I love that for us. So like, what does this mean for us in terms of having the hookup for Crypto.com Arena?
You mean being the only employee in Los Angeles, California that works at this company that finished this thing?
Yes.
It'll be pretty good.
So exciting. I'm trying to think of like things that I've at this, when it was Staples Center, I saw Drake and Future.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I've also seen
everything goes through there.
I know, but I'm like, what have I seen there? Because I feel like I haven't, since living here, I haven't seen that many like shows or gone to any. I've still never seen a basketball game there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
here we go.
You know a guy.
Come on, Lakers.
You know a guy.
Let's go.
Every single one of my clients ever, not even this job, every client ever.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I'm like, yeah, okay, shut up.
Yeah, you're about to be the most popular dude ever amongst friends and acquaintances.
I'll never know if anyone actually likes me anymore.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Well, you'll be able to see, who hit you up before to hang out.
It's true.
And who suddenly has interest in hanging out now.
Hey, man, what's going on? Been a while.
Been a while, yeah.
Yeah.
So you going to Lakers game this weekend?
Yeah.
Wish I had tickets. It would have been really cool to go together. Man, we haven't caught up in years.
Would have been.
Could have been cool.
Yeah.
Could have been nice.
Eh?
Could have been nice.
Could have been cool. Whatever. You need to get your wardrobe ready.
Oh, are you kidding? I already ordered some Lakers apparel.
Is that so?
Yeah.
No Kings?
What?
No Kings?
That's hockey right
now. Yes,
like Kings. Yeah.
No Kings?
I guess Kings.
Your dad is not going to like that.
Actually, oh, me and Kings apparel?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I don't think I can wear that. I think that I can only wear, I can't.
You're kidding.
I can't. I don't think I can.
You know that they are officially and will be always now my favorite team.
I just don't know if I can. I just don't know if I can.
So
in our family, I'm not kidding. This phrase is ingrained in my brain. Our blood runs blue.
Okay.
And I don't know if I can reverse that.
Listen, I'm not telling you who to like, but you're not wearing anybody else's shirt when you go to the games with me.
Babe.
Yes.
Imagine how fun it'd be though for it to be a Kings and Toronto game and then we get to wear opposing things.
Oh, so you're going to wear another team's jersey?
Potentially, yes.
Huh.
My blood runs blue. I don't know what to tell you.
Name three players.
What?
Name three players that are actually playing today.
Oh, right now? Phaneuf is one of them. He's actually retiring soon.
Strong start.
Thank you. I mean, I can name lots of old ones.
I think you could be swayed.
I don't know if I can.
How about this?
For the as a Riemacki, I don't know if I can be swayed. I'm so sorry.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very fair question too. Mm. Will you give it two games?
Will I give it two games to switch?
To at least make your decision.
I don't think you understand the quality of the talent doesn't actually sway me at all.
But what if the experience? What if you feel good about it?
Well, I think that if I'm sitting in...
I hope you ask me for tickets to anything. I hope.
What do you mean? I'm your permanent plus one.
No.
I'm your permanent plus one.
No, not with that attitude.
I'll give it a few games. Can I root for two teams?
Yeah.
Greg may allow
that. How about this? Okay. What if they were your second favorite and the only other time you have a favorite is when the Leafs are playing?
Great. Done. You know what? Also, too, for some reason, I don't know why, my mom's lifelong dream and bucket list activity is going to watch anything in a box. Like, it doesn't matter if it's a sporting event. It doesn't matter if it's a concert. She doesn't care who. It could be Nickelback.
To which I say, maybe aim higher, but that's okay.
Yeah, but that's okay. You know, we can do much better than Nickelback.
Of all the things that she has a lifelong dream of, that's very good for me.
Yeah, totally achievable.
Yeah.
Not that I would ever go to a Nickelback concert. I'd say, Mom, we can do better than this.
Yeah, I don't know about, why did Nickelback get in here?
I just feel like Nickelback's one of the most hated bands.
I think that people, once again, they're talking about them. You know how many hate streams?
Yeah.
Photograph gets?
Look at this photograph.
Like, I wonder how much their royalties look like from people that are just like, let's play a joke.
Yeah.
Think about it.
All publicity is good publicity.
Once again, not true. Yeah.
Not true. Definitely not true. But yeah, it's definitely an achievable bucket list item for Gail that I know that we can knock out in 2022 multiple times, I think.
I would say.
Yeah.
I would say.
And also, I think Greg, he might not be able to. He'll cheer for any other sports team that you tell him to cheer for if he's sitting in a crypto.com box of any kind or seat.
Wow. So I've got to hook him up with all the way to the top for him to, okay, got it.
And I think that I just don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll have to figure out the hockey situation. We can talk about it at Christmas.
We're going to have to.
We'll talk about it at Christmas. We'll figure it out. Yeah. We'll have to figure it out. I just don't know. I just don't know if at 62, Greg can.
We've got 20 years to figure it out.
Oh God. We've got 20 years. Yeah. I swear to God, if the Leafs don't win a Stanley Cup before my dad passes on, I'm going to throw hands.
That'll be tough. You made a bunch of money this week.
I made a bunch of money this week.
Yeah.
My God. What? Yeah. Well, a little bit.
I was talking about your HBO show dropping.
Oh, I was thinking
about- you're talking about crypto?
I thought you were talking about my NFT that I sold and bought and sold.
Oh, I don't know if you ended up actually making money on that.
You did. I sold an NFT for $5,000.
You're a nerd.
I know, I'm a nerd.
You're a nerd.
I'm deep in it now.
And then immediately bought another one.
A World of Women is the NFT project that
Everyone's talking about it, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
You were early.
I was early. I was pretty early.
You're early, yeah.
Yeah. The floor was really not too bad when I bought in. And so I bought one for...
I love you say that the floor wasn't that bad, as if people just know that the floor refers...
The base price of the cheapest NFT of the collection is the floor price.
So there you go.
The floor price, I basically bought the cheapest World of Women NFT that I could afford. Yeah. And within 2 weeks maybe, it tripled in value.
Yeah.
So I sold it and then bought a different one that I feel like I connected to a little bit better on like a physical appearance. Uh-huh.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah. And she also had like a higher rarity rating than the other one. So
you got something a little bit more rare.
Made a little profit.
Wow.
And then upgraded in terms of rarity.
Yeah.
I'm a nerd.
I'm not kidding. Lauren is actively using Discord hours out of the day.
Okay, I'm so excited to start a Wild Till 9 Discord, but like not until 200K. So
yeah,
spread the good word.
Yeah, yeah.
Spread the good word of the subscribe button.
Yeah. Or spread the bad word. Just hit it.
Spread the word. because I love Discord.
We have more than 200,000 people that listen to this podcast every week.
I know.
But I guess they don't do it on YouTube.
Yeah. Right.
But there's still way more.
Yeah.
More views every week.
I know. Than 200,000. I know.
That's math. I didn't make
up math.
If everyone just did this, click.
Yeah. So anyways, very excited for Discord because I love Discord. I think it's so fun. I think the community that you can build on Discord is great. And I'm excited.
I too am excited.
I'm excited.
I am.
I've had a lot of girls in particular slide into my DMs and ask about NFTs. And
that's dope.
Yeah, which is so cool because I feel like I was in this position like literally 3 months ago.
Yeah.
When I was like, my brain, we were breaking it down because I feel like there just like aren't enough, or maybe there's too many and that's why it's overwhelming, but it's just like so heavily male dominated, this industry. And so a lot of people don't have people to
ask. Like it's brought up, it's the thing is tech in general, mm-hmm. like it's getting better.
Yeah.
But the disparity there is like 90-10. It's terrible.
Brutal.
It's not even close.
It's brutal.
Yeah, that's why Girls Who Code is dope and like a lot of these organizations. And there are some organizations, they do just not get anywhere near enough like focus.
Yeah.
And support.
Yeah.
And I like the thing that like I was upset about, not upset about, but just like we didn't talk as much about the Sparks in the Staples side because like we don't know if they'll be there for more 20, like Lakers will be there for 20 years. Like we know they'll be there. Like they're already there. Spark. So it's just like people are like, why aren't you talking about the Sparks? That's terrible. And it's like, because we can't. And it's like, I wish that once again, you could be like, by the way, the reason we didn't do this is this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like out of our hands. But for the tech, NFT and the women's side, I mean, you've got a lot of things coming out. I won't say which ones, but like when that does come out, not that's the NFT side, but like when.
Oh, my Dress X collab?
Are you talking about that?
Right? Oh, yeah.
Have you talked about it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
I posted a vlog about it. You don't watch my videos though.
Oh, that vlog.
You big ween.
But like maybe we
can
refresh.
Yeah, I did a whole, well, cause I did a photo shoot. So mm-hmm. DressX is this, and I think we've talked to them before on the pod, but basically they are actually, you describe DressX, I feel you'll do a better job.
I mean, it's sustainable fashion.
Right, so, but what does that mean?
Well, I mean, it can mean a lot of things, but the thing in this specific category, it's think about your outfit and think about how good it looks on you or bad it looks on you and you wanting to share that outfit or wear it to school, to work, to this, to that. Obviously, if you're going to be in person, you need to have something to wear. But if, assuming you're going to have a little bit more of a digital life than you do necessarily always in your physical life, call it a metaverse maybe, wouldn't it be nice if you could change the article of clothing digitally, then not have to have actually three or four physical pieces and wash them and dry them and share them and eventually throw them away and creating waste. So DressX is literally no physical goods. It is a tech company that has figured out how to make fashion look good in AR in real time.
And like when we say look good, like it is so insanely realistic that when you go to their Instagram, which I highly suggest you should do, it's insane.
Is it at DressX?
Yeah, it's just DressX.
There you go.
And like they've done magazine covers that like with digital models and also real models and you would never fucking know that it's not real clothing. It's insane.
Well, I was sitting in New York 2 weeks ago with my buddy Crypto Craig. So that like he gave himself an alliteration. So that's how obsessed he is. And he's been in the business for, you know, since 2014, 2015 or whatever. And he isn't used to my side of the business. I'm not used to his side. And I brought him with to this like DressX brunch breakfast thing in New York. And we sat down and he sits down and he goes, dude, I've been doing this a long time. This is more women than I've ever seen in the space altogether in the last like 6 years. He goes, I don't know what you're doing there, but this is dope.
With DressX.
Oh, he was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because I mean, not all the people on the team are female, but like the leaders.
Female.
All are.
Yep.
All are. And also Natalia and Daria are geniuses.
Oh, 100%.
And plugged. Everyone knows and loves them.
As they should.
I'm waiting for the day that someone's like, says anything negative. I'll be like, okay, no, tell me more. Tell me more. Okay, cool. This is how I think. Ah! Yeah. But
no, were you going with words? I was going with fists.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you become more aggressive than me?
I've always been like more aggressive protecting people in my life, I feel like.
You have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You're ready to square up at any point in time.
Oh, but you want to go?
No, I don't.
You want to go?
I don't. I want to lift your hands.
You want to go?
But yeah, so you made a bunch of money. I was thinking HBO, but we also made a bunch of money on some.
Wait,
some
hang
moves.
On. Hang on. DressX. Hang on.
Okay, great.
So we're doing a collab on a dress.
That's
and
exciting.
It's just so cool. Yeah. So I think there's part of it where it can be offered for someone to submit a photo if they want it to be like professionally rendered on their body. I think that costs a little bit of money though, since like obviously the artist has to do like hardcore like.
Yeah, but I've seen what I've told them 1,000 times they need to charge more. A thousand times.
Oh my God,
more.
Because it's like insane the work that goes into that. But then there's like the AR portion of it. So like the same way that you can put a filter on your face on like Snap or Insta stories, you can take that dress and if you're standing in front of the camera, they can basically, and obviously it's not going to be as realistic as like the version
of a static photo
where the illustrator.
Today.
Yep. You can also do the version where if Jeremy was standing in front of me and I had my camera here, I could put the dress on Jeremy as well, which is really fun. And it like the way that it snaps your body is insane. It like moves, it spins with you. It has the movement.
Yeah.
Like it's not just like slapping on a paper dress that is just like a paper bag. It is. Yeah. Crazy. So anyway, the collab and photo that we're doing is obviously going to be static for me, but we've been working on the design and it is fire.
It's just crazy to me that everyone in their pocket that has an iPhone right now has and Android, has the ability to more or less have an unlimited outfit for themselves.
But it makes sense though, looking at how much money Fortnite was, like just the dollars that were going through Fortnite in terms of just paying for custom skins.
Yeah, but like the skins things for sure. I think people aren't thinking like real, because people are like, oh, but I like the real shirt. I like the real this. I like this. Totally. I get that. One, not everybody does. Two, when you're on Zoom, when you're on Meet, when you're on these things, sometimes you just want to trade them out. And the big piece here for sports fans is like, you know, when you go into an arena and they've got a shirt that you wear once and then throw away?
Yep.
What if you didn't have the physical option and you were able to share your photos on social media like you would, but it was just
still wearing that shirt.
Yeah. And it doesn't like cause a bunch of waste and doesn't cost a bunch of money that's not necessary.
Right.
It's just like, why wouldn't you do that?
The amount of like $55 t-shirts that I have bought at the end of a concert that I never wore again.
And there's not, it's not just, I don't want to say take that away and say we'll never do merch again. Yeah, what I am saying is like, give another option.
Yeah.
Some people.
It's 2021, baby.
We got options.
New options.
Yeah.
New options.
I'm excited. Like there's so many cool things going on right now that I feel like I would usually nerd out by myself, but you're like very in it right now. So I'm excited.
I'm a nerd.
You are a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
You are a nerd. And if you are a female and you are listening to this podcast, we need more women.
In tech. I was going to say, we have a 98% female audience.
No, and, so I was like, if you just go and learn Unity and Solidity and Rust and all.
No. That's, I feel like that was already, that already feels overwhelming to hear.
Fine. Go read a product design book. Go learn some engineering, get something. I don't care how old you are too. This stuff is not so complicated that you could not learn it in high school.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like they should be teaching that kind of stuff.
If you did, you will make a lot of money and you will always have a job.
Yeah, seriously. I wish that there was, and you know what? I'm sure there is, and I just haven't looked hard enough. But I'm going to find an NFT 101 guide that I think makes sense to share just like anywhere with people. Because like I struggled so hard to understand. And like, obviously I have the luxury of having you that I can ask 100 stupid questions to.
Really?
All the time.
You did?
No, I mean, I didn't.
Okay, what's the hardest part?
Getting started. It's like the hardest part is like the entrance point, because there's just so much going on. I already felt so behind in understanding and like knowing where to start. And like, even if you have a couple friends who are kind of in the space, like you don't want to waste their time to like ask questions.
You know, it's funny because not many people feel that way. They're hey, so like, why should I care about NFTs?
Right. And so I'm noticing like getting a lot of questions like that too. And it's like I feel like I just need to have like a go-to guide that I think makes sense for people to send to them.
I actually have like a half dozen links I can give you.
Oh yeah. I would love that. Yeah. But like, I want to read them and make sure that like they make sense to me, because I feel like that was me 3 months ago being on like the brink of understanding and really wanting to understand and be part of it.
Well, like getting started is for sure the hardest part.
But 100%.
On top of that, there's so much bad information out there. Like,
yeah.
like all blockchain is bad for the environment. One, no.
Right.
It's not all created equal.
I feel like it's a massive misconception.
But perfect. Like once again, that there needs to be more content. Like, the issue is this. There needs to be more content that is entertaining, that is educational about blockchain and what as it like pertains to both art, but also utility, but also to like money. People are like, oh, it's stupid. It's a JPEG. I can screenshot it. Absolutely. And if you're not if that's all the information you have, and it's like that we haven't you don't know, but also you're not going to look for it either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny seeing people fight about NFTs. It's so funny.
I can tell like you haven't seen enough of it that you still like, you're like, oh, that's wrong. I'll tell you. And I'm like, oh God.
No. Three more months. No, I'm there. And I don't have the energy to like correct anyone, but I've seen some funny ass threads where someone will post a photo of like their new NFT and then someone will respond being like, ha bitch, just copied and saved it, motherfucker. You out of all that money, what a waste. And
by the way, some are stupid. Some are dumb.
Some NFTs?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Some are dumb.
So I have a public NFT wallet basically online. And because people know what my wallet address is, they can just like send me a free NFT. And like,
so it's called airdropping.
Yeah, airdropping. Yeah.
Which, by the way, I always thought was just like a Apple must have owned it and like airdrop. Because I didn't know until NFTs that it was like, oh, that's just like a unilateral term.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't think I knew that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because obviously you just associate it with the iPhone or whatever.
But airdropping is when someone just like sends just you something. Literally that you didn't
drops
know you're
it through the air into your wallet.
Isn't that nice?
It is really nice. I've gotten a couple weird NFTs in my wallet. And really? I feel like it's not always something that you want to be publicly associated with.
Right.
So I just have to move them into the hidden category.
Yeah.
But kind of fun.
I have 17 wallets, I think.
17?
I counted the other day, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Why?
Because like, I don't, because of what I do and what I work in.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want someone to look into my wallet and go, oh, that's a good idea. I need to buy that now. Because some of the things that I have.
I totally do that with some people.
Right. So because some of the things that I have. One, I might actually not believe in it, right? There's like someone sent it to me. I just have it.
Yeah.
Or something that's like, hey, this is, you shouldn't get into this. This is good for me. Or like maybe I'm just a fan of them, or it's a client or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I bought it because like, you know, whatever.
But it's not your financial responsibility to
like. It's not, but like you just got to be like, you have to be more, just like you are, you have to be more careful for the general public, even if it's like you didn't mean any harm by it.
I guess. Yeah, that's true. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, you're right.
I'm just shocked at how many of your friends are also obsessed with it.
I have multiple group chats with people who are also very excited about
it. All right. So if you're in the comments and you're like, NFTs, I would love to, you don't have to feel good, bad, indifferent. I don't care if you love them. I don't care if you hate them. I'd like you to not hate them. And also, you know, you don't need to be obsessive, but I would be interested to hear, are you hearing about this just us, other people? Is this something that is a lively conversation or just the news? Or you wish it would just go away and it's stupid and you'd have no like reason for it? Please just comment below.
Oh, I'm so interested in this question.
Please, just, and I don't need you to just give your, please don't give your opinions on it. Like, stupid. But like, until people start seeing it, you know, becoming a real profession in their city, because LA and New York's different.
Yep.
Or it's like, oh, this NFT or this community is actively giving more back than any for-profit organization. Mm-hmm. Or all these things that I'm starting to see just get off the ground. I'm like, okay, anyone who says this is bad doesn't have a heart.
Right.
Those aren't, they're not huge yet. They're getting there.
Right.
They will be.
Yeah. I mean, I think people don't realize how many NFT projects have some kind of charitable association.
Yep.
Like almost all of the ones I think I'm in.
It's transparent too.
Oh my God.
Can't fake it.
Yeah. And they say exactly what percentage of their proceeds go to, you know, charity X. Yep. And then because it's on blockchain, you can see exactly how many dollars go to.
I spent 5 to 6 hours minimum today just talking from people who are like, hey, I'm involved with X Foundation that used to be associated with Staples. Are we still going to have a place in what you guys are doing? Totally understand if like you're not interested. And I was like, stop. I don't know how we're going to work with you. But if you, so what's your charity? And they're like, it's for the homeless in LA. I'm like, okay, just pause then. Cause yes, I don't know how, but yes, we'll figure it out.
Well,
but our name is, I know we're going to help you. I don't know
it's
how.
It's going
to
be fine.
You have to, it's not even a question. Like you just have to prioritize things that have to be prioritized.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Somebody woke up and my job of 12 years, did it just go away? No.
I was going to say, I feel like that's the other part that we forgot to talk about too, is that like people like being like, oh my God, do I not have a job?
Right.
Cause like when that happens, when like a company just gets bought out of nowhere.
And it's like, we didn't buy the company. It's like, we don't own it, but I think.
Oh, you don't own Staples? We don't have Office Supplies for Life?
An Office Supplies company. Yeah. I'm kidding. We don't own that.
It's so crazy to even think about like iconic name so many years, but like when you take a step back and you're like, oh, well,
that's the funniest part too. Cause there's so many people who are just like, especially when there's like a 2 or 3 person podcast, like talking about it, there's always somebody who thinks it's the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah.
And there's always someone who's like, yo, it's a staple.
It's an office supplies company. Right. And also it's like, when was the last time that you went to Staples?
Right.
I'm surprised they even have physical locations anymore, to be honest.
I mean,
like, I wonder how they're staying open.
I don't know.
Yeah, I genuinely, I can't believe they're staying open.
But in general, just like, I think if it does anything in NFTs and crypto and everything, it gets kids and people who are younger starting to understand what money can do a lot earlier than it certainly did for me.
What was like your structure and relationship with money when you were growing up?
It didn't have much.
Right. But like, so like when you started earning money and got your first job, like how did you handle the responsibility of having money?
How did I handle the responsibility of having money? You know what? Like I think I had just enough college debt and just enough things. Like I was always just staying broke. So it was like, how do I just pay for this month? How do I just pay for, like I have lived month to month in my head, like all but my entire life. Like, so when you're saying like when I started making like real money?
No. Like when you were like 16, you started working like what was like when you started like being like,
oh, I just spent it.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, like I saved enough to like, but like if any disaster would have wiped me out, that's for sure.
Okay. So I mean like, no. I'm talking about like 16. Like when you had, you just spent it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would think about it in terms of like of a month.
Got it. I see. Yeah. You're still like, I'm going to make $200 bucks this month or whatever. Yeah.
But because I didn't think about, but if I put this $20 away and keep it for 30 days there, it'll be 26. Maybe I would have saved more then. Because, right, like the interest of like, what, 0.2%, 0.3%? What's the point? Why would you save money if it's not going to like actually get bigger? Why would you invest anything if it's going to be stagnant? Mm-hmm. And this is very different.
Yeah, but it also feels like more turbulent and scary and volatile.
But it is because people are making rash, like you have so many people who are not used to being in the market making decisions for the first time.
Oh.
They make mistakes.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I think also most people, you know, I would say, maybe not most people, but I think most of the adults that I grew up around had some kind of financial advisor or investment banker that
you think most of them did?
Of the adults that I grew up around?
Yeah.
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I think a lot of, you know what it
I
is too?
I think it's
is
like less than 20% of people in America have an advisor.
Maybe I just also think that because—
Wait, I think it's actually way less than that. Hold on.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I always am just like of such a strong mindset that if someone can do something better than I can, it's worth the fee for them to do it because they're going to do a much better job than I ever would.
So I found the number. 99% of people do not have a financial advisor.
99? Shut the fuck up.
That was that stat, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And I think like the vast majority are still just winging it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you think people just mostly have savings accounts or do they do it through—
Yeah, I mean like their work or I mean, they got a savings and like—
There's
yeah.
so many more options now I feel like to do some of your own stuff like through apps for sure.
Well, also like the whole like not having like a physical location but just being able to have one.
Right.
Like the vast majority—
Wait, can you Google how many people have a 401k? Which is like, that's a retirement thing, right?
Yeah.
In Canada, it's called an RRSP.
Yeah. How about how many people have retirement accounts?
Okay, yeah. The amount of YouTubers that I have encountered and had conversations with who make millions of dollars and no one taught them how to have like a savings mindset towards money is insane.
32% of Americans have 401ks.
Oh, okay. That's actually a little bit higher than I thought it was going to be. Like based on knowing that 99% of people don't have any kind of like financial advisor.
I'm seeing a lot of different numbers, but yeah, it's all this. But yeah, almost half of Americans have less than $100,000 in retirement savings.
Okay.
64% of Americans aren't prepared for retirement. And I think the other 30% are lying.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like, but also we just in a weird, like I feel like we're in such a weird transition phase in money. Cause like I think kids are starting to at least think about like how they could make it a lot earlier. Because they're seeing their friend. I feel like, and please, once again, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this one. I would like to think that in high school now, I bet one or two kids mm-hmm. at everybody's high school
yep.
has made a somewhat impressive amount once or twice in crypto.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone, even like a year ago, I feel like I knew a handful of people or like friends of friends, yeah. acquaintances or whatever, who made a shit ton of money off of crypto.
Right.
And like a year ago for me, that seemed like a, whoa, like yeah. that's crazy. Like don't know anything about that. But now it's becoming just like realer and realer. And even when you went to the NFT NYC convention, like yeah. there were hella young kids there who had just like figured it out.
I mean, it's interesting to see all these kids in like, or like people even in their 20s who mm-hmm. were absolutely completely broke, not but 6, 9, 12 months ago. And now have, you know, a few million dollars in whatever their favorite token is. And like, that's a fast change.
Yeah. But also this is not financial advice to put all of your money into crypto and NFTs. Let me repeat.
This is not financial advice. This is definitely not. But like, I just think that like even like there are very few people I feel like that are publicly like, nah, it's all a scam. Mm. Nah, there are very few successful people that are, it's all a scam. It'll all go back to zero. I have none of it. It's like, oh, because I some of the biggest people are like, okay, maybe I was a little bit too harsh on it.
Right. Oh, we're turning a corner now.
But also that's nothing new. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
I think I saw a paper in like 98 or 99 talking about how stupid this whole internet thing was.
Oh, 100%. Or also, I think I read an article the other day about people like criticizing the idea of like a cell phone, like a phone that leaves the home.
Yeah, but do you know like the first, like so 2006 or so is when the iPhone came out.
Mm-hmm.
There was already a smart, like the first iteration of a smartphone kind of thing that had like capabilities in the early 90s. It sucked.
Oh, damn.
But like none of these ideas are new.
My mom had like she had a pager and then she had this dinosaur cell phone.
My mom had a brick.
Oh yeah, it was almost the same like length as a regular home phone.
Had about 30 minutes on it per month, maybe.
Oh, I don't even know how many minutes. Yeah, and then it had this huge antenna that you had to pull up. And then it also, I think it actually had like a little flip cover to it that you would just flip off of it.
At a certain point, just had the car phone.
We didn't have a car phone.
Yeah, I never had a car phone either.
Never had a car phone.
Yeah, we're not that old.
Yeah, right. Give it a few more years and we could have had the car phone. Oh my God, I saw this article about this museum of like technology. And do you remember the Apple Mac computer that had the like semi-translucent colored sides to it?
Yes.
It looked like an old school TV and it was like a cube and it had the colors. That was in the museum. The first iPod, also in the museum. Nothing made me want to book a Botox appointment more than this article.
Was that at your degree in print?
You know what? Combination of both.
Yeah.
Combination of both.
By the time it's all over, Lauren, you're going to sound like a geriatric.
I know. The only thing is that people love to consume And products will almost always need packaging. So I don't think the print industry in the way that like the print industry, I don't think will ever die. It'll just die in the way that people think it's dying. Like with like actual, you know,
I can't remember who it was, but there's some company that basically came out and their whole shtick was like, it's just this, like all of our products are like vetted and there's certain like, but like there's no branding on anything,
but
it's a little bit cheaper and a little bit more effective and a little bit efficient. And it just didn't work.
Really?
Didn't work.
It didn't work.
Didn't work because like,
I mean, I'm a hole for a good brand. What do you mean?
Things that you put your name on, like, but also like, can if you saw that brand and a candy bar right next to it, and the candy bar had was constantly talking about how they took 12 unhomed off the street every single month, I'd probably buy the one that had the mission that I cared about more than the one that was just sitting there.
Even if you took the emotion away from that, and we did a lot of, wow, I can't believe I'm actually referencing something that I learned in university. This is maybe the first time I've ever done this, but we did, was that a paper? Some kind of portion of one of my marketing classes was like the brand awareness that a company builds. And there was like the different tiers of how you resonate with a customer.
Yep.
And like, so even if you took the emotional portion of that away in terms of like doing charitable contributions of a brand, like you think about how the colors impact the consumer. Yeah. You think about the placement of it, where it is on the shelf. You think about, you know, the visual complimentary pieces that might go like on TV or like in bus stations that you're just like subconsciously taking in that like builds the brand. And it's crazy how much of an opinion you form towards a brand without even realizing that you're doing it.
It's funny is you would think that in 2021 that like, because everything's digital and this would be easier and you want to just like have your like name as many places as possible, make it digital. I actually prefer print ads when it comes to billboards and stuff because it feels more permanent.
That's true. Yeah. It feels permanent.
Feels way more permanent.
There was a, oh my God, this is exciting. Also 4 new episodes of Craftopia officially on HBO Max and Crave
Canada. You should have already watched all of them.
And you should have already watched all of them because they've been out for like 6 days by now.
That's okay.
I should have got this promo in at the very beginning of the episode. Right. I fucked
that's
up.
That's all right.
What I was going to say though, is that Craftopia, so Warner owns, or no, AT&T owns Warner.
I can't wait for this. Go ahead.
AT&T owns Warner and there's-
Warner what?
What?
Warner what? Warner's a big company. Warner's a lot of things.
Warner Media.
Okay.
And so AT&T has this big experience center, experience store in Dallas. And I guess they have like this big ass billboard on the side of their building that is one of those digital ones. So it just like flips through different like cover art, key art or whatever it's called of the show. And someone sent me a photo of a massive Craftopia billboard. It was the Halloween billboard, but like this massive Craftopia billboard. And so like I put out a thing on Twitter being like, hey, if you like live in Dallas, like will you do me the biggest solid ever if you're in the area and just like go snap a picture of the Craftopia billboard, not realizing that it was fucking digital and like flipping through a whole bunch of shit. So I was like really bummed. I was like, oh, whatever, like I'll eventually someone will catch it and I'll get up a photo. And then literally within maybe like 48 hours, there was a QAnon like fucking meet and greet in front of that same AT&T experience store.
QAnon MagCon?
I don't know what QAnon was rallying for, but it was literally a QAnon.
You know, maybe it was just a meet and greet, babe. They're just getting together.
Just you know, doing a little dating, little meet and greet one-on-one action.
You know, they got a little house sick. They want to head out.
Oh my God. Anyways, it was making headlines everywhere because like who knows what the fuck they were doing.
And Lord DIY's face.
No, thank God. I was like, I have never been so grateful for a digital billboard right now that is not my face in the background of every photo.
I didn't think about that. That's tough. By the way, AT&T is spinning off Warner Media and their assets. Yeah.
What does that mean?
They're selling them.
They're selling us?
Yeah.
To who?
I believe it's going to be like a merger with Discovery.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, no, but like, let's see.
I mean, we can follow up with this information.
Yeah.
We can follow. Anyway, so stream Craftopia. There's 4 new holiday episodes. They're very fucking cute. People are so talented and it is wild. And it is a, it is the best show on HBO.
Yeah. I can't argue with facts. Neither can you.
Yeah. Facts are facts.
It's the number one show in the world.
Math is mathing.
On metrics that we actually can't discuss.
Right.
I can discuss more about the actual Staples Center deal than I can those numbers. Yeah.
Guys, it's so crazy. Like, it's just so opposite from YouTube because YouTube gives you all the insights in the world and you know exactly how many people watch, how long they watch, where they came from, where they live, what their gender is, how old they are. Like you have unlimited amounts of data, but with so many of these like massive show black networks, black hole, you have no black idea. Hole. Literal, like, and it's even some of the top execs and producers have no idea.
I know.
So like if our season two does well, they'll basically just say, yeah, you get another season, or no, no new season for you. And you're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. So like, is this a combination of basing it off numbers or like, do you just like the show? Okay. Or?
Think about this too. And I know this is like not off topic, but also on topic. Because you know, you can see how everything, like you can see how much like money is in someone's wallet. Mm-hmm. Like right now, if you want to go see how much is how much ETH is in your like the public facing one.
Just so everyone knows, we flipped over to crypto right now. So ETH, Ethereum,
yeah,
a cryptocurrency.
They can see it.
Yeah.
Who's gonna be the first one who like charges an OnlyFans like whatever? Like it's a politician.
Right, that's
like,
a politician.
Yeah, yeah, that's just right, like, right, you know, right, like, right. Wow, you spent how much money on that?
It's the new Twitter likes. Little folder or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Even thinking about that.
You know what's going to happen. Someone's going to forget, swipe it at the strip club and be like,
oh, sorry, you spent $4,000.
I'm sorry. So you spent 3 Bitcoins on boobies?
Huh. Just everyone knows 3 Bitcoins would probably be about
$180,000.
Yeah, $180,000
right now. By the time this comes out, maybe 2 million.
Maybe 2 million. Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Right. Just wait. Just wait.
Oh my God.
I don't think people really, really quite grasp just how public everything is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, pros and cons.
Pros and cons. Yeah.
Pros and cons. Mm-hmm. I like this pod. It's a little nerdy, but I like this pod. Like
4 people will watch this thing.
I hope.
That, okay. But for the people that are remotely interested in financial independence, no, I'm kidding. But like, if you're into it, like put some things in the comments. Let's talk.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I will do my absolute best. Actually, we'll both be on a plane. So we can get back there. We can actually probably,
we might be
able to like actually engage. So head into the YouTube.
Are you kidding? I literally wake up on Tuesday morning, respond to a shit ton of comments every Tuesday.
And I'll do that as well this Tuesday.
Okay, great. And then Jeremy will hack into the Wild09 Twitter and then tweet something that he tries to make sound come from me, but it's definitely not.
It's definitely always from you.
Well, it sounds like you, but you sign it off from me.
Yeah, like you always do. You sign up your tweets.
It's... yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
My
know.
My favorite are the people that are still, it's spelled this way. And I'm like, you're right.
Spelled what?
But no, people that are correcting me when I make an obviously like...
Oh, like Laura DIY.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, or no, I like they'll like correct Remy's spelling or like Alicia or whatever. And I'm like, guys,
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. I remember the tweet actually specifically that you did. Yeah. It was like Remy and then you spelled Alicia with like a C, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. I ordered some really cute mittens for Chicago next week. Also, thank you so much to everyone who gave us some suggestions for Chicago. I think I'm going to try and make.
Thank you for helping everyone who bought a sweater because those things are. Flying.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Wild09 varsity crew neck still on sale at FanJoy for you. If you order now, you can get one by Christmas. If you are in North America and then probably if you're international.
If you're not, roll the dice, see how it goes.
Yeah.
And if not, you know, just take a cute picture and hand it to the person that you love and
say
it's coming.
The amount of Christmases that I've had where I get a box that's got a photo of what's coming. And
being in Canada.
Being in Canada. You never know. Yeah.
Canada.
Well, there's a thing called duties.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Duties are tough. Duties are real tough being in Canada. Your shit gets stuck at the border sometimes. And then it's also really expensive for you to like unstick it from the border.
Mm.
Yeah. The joys of America though, and not having to deal with the duties.
We are fantastic at consuming here.
Truly.
Like if there's one thing that we excel at, consumerism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the questions I got the other day for a video was like, who do you like better, Canada or America?
Right.
And I was like, I'm never going to give you an answer to that because it's like, there's pros and cons to both.
Totally. It's that would be fair.
But
which one do you like better?
America's Amazon.
Oh yeah.
Holy shit. It's insane. When you can get something same day, it doesn't even make sense.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
It does not make sense.
I mean, no one else will be able to do that because they are definitely losing money on that. But yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know what I saw yesterday?
Hey, what'd you see?
I saw one of those little Postmate robots, those cute little Postmate robots that just roll around.
They're in campuses apparently all over the place.
Yeah.
I've seen them like, that's like the number one spot for it.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
They were so cute. They were rolling right behind each other.
I mean, if that had been around when I went to school, the friends that I had definitely would have fucked with it, but yeah.
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 I think it's exciting. The drones that are dropping off like pharmacy prescriptions for like advanced age individuals.
Do you mean old?
Yeah. Old people.
Old people.
Old people don't get offended. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But no, but the idea that like you can just like have it just dropped off into your whatever. It's great.
Okay. Like I know technology gets a lot of shit for like being creepy and like.
It definitely, definitely can be.
But like there's some really cool things coming out of it.
If we can do a thing where technology can get easier, a little bit easier, and find a way to keep our biases out of it, it'll be fantastic.
Biases, got it.
Biases, either one.
Biases, yeah.
I say biases. I don't know why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the thing I do.
I was like, C's, bias.
But this house has gotten a lot nerdier later, not because of me. This house has gotten nerdy lately because you have upped your nerd game.
I still can't turn on the TV, but I can buy an NFT.
I don't know what, I think we can end right there. Latvia, it was wonderful speaking with you today.
Everyone have a great Thanksgiving. If you are celebrating Canada. I know that we did our Thanksgiving thing a month ago, but that's okay. It's so fucking weird that they're so far apart.
I don't think we consulted you when we picked our date.
I don't think so either. That's okay though. Well, you know what though? It's good because our families would never fight over like where we go on Thanksgiving. So it's like, it's, you know.
And I think everyone knows where we'll be on Christmas Day.
Here in LA.
And you'll all be watching television and to see it in person.
Because Jeremy's going to cut the big ribbon.
I don't know if it's going to be a ribbon. And I don't know
with
if I
giant
get
the scissors.
I feel like
we're going to cut the blue crypto.com ribbon.
I don't know if it'll be a ribbon.
Bye, Latvia.
Bye.